Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. Increased training for the state's approximately 36,000 police officers was recommended by a law enforcement advisory group commissioned by State Attorney General Mike DeWine in 2014.
I put together a group to look at the whole issue of police training in the state of Ohio and to see what we could do to improve that police training.
Officers now get 100 more hours of basic training. They must also complete additional courses in topics such as community policing, constitutional use of force, and crisis de-escalation. Officers also go through immersive training at a special facility in London, Ohio. The so-called Training Village uses simulators and actors to replicate the kind of stressful environment DeWine says officers may encounter on the job.
We're trying to make this training as real life as possible so that, you know, when someone encounters a very high-risk situation, a situation involving a member of the public, that they do it not for the first time in the real world, but they do it in practice before they ever actually get into the real world.
Some of the state's new training protocols are based on a National Department of Justice program. DeWine says the increased training is already having an impact across the state. He'd like to see more police officers go through even more training in the future. But that's not likely, DeWine says.
The improvements that we've seen in regard to continuing training, tragically, they're going to drop off in January of 2018.
The Republican DeWine, who's running to replace outgoing Governor John Kasich, says unless state lawmakers act, funding for expanded police training runs out at the end of this year. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador. Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One.